You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Stocks, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
A man with a disability is finding praise for his heroic action to save an animal from danger. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
In Minnesota, a man was driving home when he saw a deer bobbing up and down in an icy river. Knowing he had little time to act, he got out of his vehicle and tied a trailer strap around the deer's head and front to pull it to safety. Adding to the danger, Stephen Peterson is deaf.
I mean, it would have eaten at me, and I would have just felt a sense of guilt.
The deer took off and appeared to be fine. I'm Tammy Rose.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is inviting young girls to be nerds. A woman wrote that she tells her granddaughters to, quote, date the nerd in school because they may turn out to be the next Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg suggested that the woman tell her granddaughters to, quote, be the nerd so they can grow up to be the next successful inventor. Starbucks is serving up a new latte. Starting today, Latte Macchiato is on the menu. It's made with steamed whole milk and full espresso shots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
The number of drugs getting approval from the Food and Drug Administration is at a 19-year high. Just last year, the FDA gave its stamp of approval to 45 drugs. That's an increase of 4 from the previous year. It's the largest number since an all-time record was set in 1996 with 53 drug approvals. Experts are encouraged by the medical progress but warn that increased political focus on drug prices could hamper development in the future. A change in seasons can be a burden for folks who suffer from unseasonal allergies. Dr. Lily Pian with the Cleveland Clinic says cold weather can bring problems for indoor allergy sufferers.
If they have indoor allergens related to animal dander, to the dust mites, and some people have problems with cockroaches, that exposure is just going to be higher.
Dr. Pian says using an air purifier can help with indoor allergies, but that humidifiers are not always a good idea because dust mites and mold thrive in humidity. According to Dr. Pian, another problem often brought on by the change in seasons is the increased risk for viral infections. She says folks often come this time of year not certain if their symptoms are from a viral infection or allergy-based. Dr. Lily Pian with the Cleveland Clinic says allergy symptoms can be confusing this time of year.
This time of year, when people are staying indoors more, when viruses are more prone to become a problem, probably would be a consideration for some of their symptoms.
Dr. Pian went on to stress that using an air purifier can help with indoor allergies. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good day and welcome to Tech Today on HunterChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, and I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out those technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology. Segments will include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. Email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. The phone number here, 908-237-0410. And to get me outside of the show, Blue Panther, B-I-Z, is my company website. Well, welcome to the first Tuesday of 2016 and the first tech show of 2016 on Hunter Chamber Radio. Happy New Year to you, and it's time to start getting back into gear and talking about not only technology, but also how technology applies to you, your business, and perhaps even you personally. So we try and catch you up. It's a rebirth, I guess, is the way we look at it. And certainly we're going to probably give you as much information as we can, as we do every week here on Tech Today on Hunter Chamber Radio. Well, let's start out with cell phones. Cell phone plans have become the new bane of our existence. Years ago, we dealt with the phone, the regular phone in our house. We cut that down. We dealt with cable, and people are finally saying, I've had enough of that. And they're cutting the cord and coming up with streaming ideas. And now we have the cell phone plans, and surprise, surprise, something that we never had 25, 30 years ago now costs us $200, $300, $400 a month. And you start adding that up, it gets pretty significant, right? $300 a month, that's $3,600 a year. And I always laugh at this because, quite honestly, the service is not that good. If you really look at it, the quality of the service of a cell phone and a cell phone plan, not that good. Yet we can't live without it, right? So here we go. Let's find out what's going on from a article from Consumer Reports. It says, get the best cell phone plan for your family and save up to $1,000 a year. Consumer Reports on January 2nd compared cell phone plans from AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon. So once again, our cell phone carriers are in competition with one another, and that's usually a good thing for us. The big four carriers, their shell game-like pricing practices have become so convoluted, you need an accounting degree to decipher them. They continually shift prices up or down according to the number of phone lines you need and the amount of data you're purchasing. They further complicated matters with special short-term offers to lure customers from rivals. We've decided to omit these specials from our calculation tables because of their extremely short lifespan and their fragility. Deal benefits often vaporize when a customer buys a new phone or makes other changes. Here's a rundown of the major carriers. So we got T-Mobile, and T-Mobile doesn't offer data-sharing cell phone plans. You have to purchase data for each phone in your household, but this carrier, whose prices are among the best, continues to frequently either lower prices or offer more services at no additional cost. For instance, streaming music, movies from Pandora and YouTube and other popular sources doesn't count against your customer's data allowance. Sprint, among the big four carriers, this carrier has the most convoluted phone access fees. $20 for one phone using 1 gig of data, $25 per phone using 2 gig or to 4 gig of data, $15 per phone accessing data buckets, 8 gig or larger. Also, Sprint prices have actually gone up by a few dollars since the fall, but the beleaguered carrier does have one of the cheapest options for data hogs. It charges only $120 a month for 4 gig of data, including $15 per phone access fees, excluding $15 per phone access fees. AT&T, this carrier has widened the chasm between its small and large data buckets. The next size data bucket, up from 5-gig plan, which is $50 a month, is a 15-gig plan at $100 a month. Also, the $25 access fee AT&T charges per line drops to $15 when customers buy a data plan of 15-gig or larger. That means AT&T customers feeding three or more phones may actually save a few bucks by buying more data than they need. And finally, Verizon. Big Red keeps things simple. It charges a flat $20 per phone tapping its shareable data plans, but it recently made things a bit more complicated, at least temporarily, by throwing in an additional 2 gig for customers who choose to upgrade to 12 gig or share of shareable data. If the other offer is still there when you're shopping for a phone, by all means, take it. So, let's see, update 215 we talked about a long time ago. So, T-Mobile has Simple Choice. Here's a chart of their plans. So we have, if you're a 1 gig per data per phone, and so you're keeping things really minimal, that's only prepaid only for one person. You can't even get it for two people or more. So you get 2 gig of data per phone on T-Mobile, $60 for one person, $80 for two, $90 for three, $100 for four, and $110 for five. So that works out to about $20 a gig, right? Or excuse me, $20 a person and for 2 gig. 6 gig of data per phone, $65 per person for one person, $110 for two, $135 for, $160 for four, and $185 for five. Now, here's the problem, though, folks, because T-Mobile is very restrictive in our particular area. It's very spotty. So if you're looking for some type of carrier coverage, T-Mobile, you're going to have to check around and check the maps and make sure that you get coverage where you are, because you might get it in Flemington, and then you might not get it in Reddington, or at least it may be spotty. And that's the same for Sprint as well, by the way. So Sprint has 1 gig per data per phone. For one person, it's $40. For two, it's $85. For three, it's $125. For four, it's $150. And for five, it's $145. For 2 gig of data per phone, $55, $100, $115, $130, $175. And for 4 gig of data per phone, $75, $100, $165, $180, $195. Now, One of the other things that I need to, before I get to AT&T and Verizon, which are the only two that really have the best coverage in our area, you need to also consider how much data do you really consume. And it's a catch-22. You might say to yourself, well, I'm going to be restrictive. But you have to compare what you're doing at home and what you're doing at business versus what you're doing outside of both of those areas. If you happen to have an internet service provider at home, you have to consider the fact that you already are paying for that internet service provider. So you might want to actually look into the fact that you're laying out $66 or so for a Comcast at home, and then you're paying for your data here. If you are not an extreme video hog, you might see that you could actually cut out your internet service provider and simply use your phone as your internet service provider. Now also, bear in mind, a couple years ago, and you may have forgotten this, the carriers used to restrict the fact that your phone could be a quote-unquote hotspot. And that has been taken away. The government has restricted that and outlawed that as a restriction. So you can make your phone now a private hotspot. And there's a button or an app on your phone that will allow you to do that. So if you want to chop out the $66 or so or $70 or so that you're paying for cable internet at home, and remember, you're also, if you haven't taken my advice about cable modems, you should have bought one a long time ago. But if you're leasing one, you're paying about $15 a month for that cable modem. You could chop out something close to $80 a month and then simply use your Verizon hotspot, your cell phone, as a modem, as a data provider. Now, you have to realize that at some point you may hit a threshold, so you have to look at what type of data consumption you are using before you make this choice. So go and check out your data consumption from your cable provider. Go and check out your data consumption from your cell phone provider. Add it all up and see how much data you actually need. And then maybe make that decision as to whether you can either make sure that you are restricting your cable, your data usage on your phone, and making sure you're using the Wi-Fi at home absolutely for large consumptions of data, or B, cut out the internet cable altogether and make sure you have enough data consumption on your cell phone plan to avoid being overcharged. For AT&T and Verizon, these are the two that actually have the most coverage in Hunterdon County. Two people at 1 gig is $80 a month, $105 for three, $150 for two, four, and $225 for five. That doesn't look like a good bargain if you get the 1 gig per person, especially if you go to the 2 gig plan, which is $55 a month, $100 for two, $125 for three, $160 for four, and $175 for five people. And the 4 gig data per phone, $75, $130, $145, $200, $215. So obviously the 5 gig, 4 gig plan is a better option than the 1 gig plan. And finally, Verizon, which probably has the best coverage in our area, just a smidgen better than AT&T. 1 gig plan, $50, $85 for two, $105 for three, $140 for four, $160 for five. 2 gig, $55, $100, $120, $160, $180, and 4 gig or more of data per phone, $80, $120, $140, $180, $220. Now, these are shared plans, right? The only one that doesn't have shared is T-Mobile. So you got to make sure that everybody in your family is not being data hogs. So you got to keep track of that. And I do that all the time at home. I see that somebody is being too much of a hog or not being mindful of their data usage, and I'll tell them that they need to stop that or we need to curtail it. So check it out. It's a consumerreports.org, and just came out yesterday and gives you the opportunity to make a good decision about your cell phone plan that could save you up to $1,000 a month. Remember, when you're adding up all this amount, you could be spending $3,600. So if you find a better plan for your needs, bear in mind you could save some money by actually enrolling in a different type of plan, even in your same carrier. So go and check them out, and they're not interested in losing you, so they will definitely make adjustments to your plan, no doubt. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of Tech Today in just a moment. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corking Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Back to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. All right, here's the first New Year's resolution. Well, it's not really one. It's just a headline to get your attention. New Year's resolution, never pay roaming charges ever again. We're just talking about cell phone plans and the price of a monthly charge. But, hey, when you get out of the roaming area, your calling area, and you go into roaming areas, wow, the prices can get pretty significant very quickly. So January 2nd, 2016, Forbes Lifestyle had an article here by Pavia Rosati from Fathom. And he's giving us information, I believe it's he, is giving us information about how to avoid roaming charges. And there has been some buzz on the topic in the office lately. A good friend, fresh from a trip around the French countryside, raved about Travel Wi-Fi, a portable hotspot you can rent and use all over the country. You pay a flat fee per day, plus shipping, even if you're not traveling to France, there are plenty of options. Here's a breakdown of how to stay plugged in. So there are great messaging apps out there that work internationally. Viber, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, Line, WeChat. But without access to Wi-Fi, you're still stuck. For 10 euro, ChatSIM is a SIM card that allows you to unlimited messaging for a year using my messaging app from around the world, any messaging app. If messaging isn't enough, then there is one SIM card. It's all one word. Gives you data and free incoming calls in over 100 countries. You pay $29.95 for the card and anywhere from $10 to $200 for credit. Note these options only work if your phone's SIM card is unlocked. If your cell phone is locked, the Q5.5 smartphone from Icon Q is a nice option. You purchase the phone, $199, upload your apps, and easily switch local SIM cards between two slots. You can also keep your personal cell number for emergencies. And travel routers. MiFis are pocket-sized portable MiFi hotspots that run on a battery and give you a personal and secure access to the Internet. An option like TEP, T-E-P, is cheapest at $9.95 per day. It also includes a car charger. XCOM Global costs $14.95 per day, but can connect up to 10 devices, and great if everyone is bringing a laptop or iPad. The only downside to both devices is the charge for shipping on delivery and return. Travel scenario also here is, if you're traveling abroad multiple times a year, paying a shipping fee every time you rent a mobile hotspot can become costly. KarmaGo has pay-as-you-go data at $14 per 1 gig and costs $149 for the device. KeepGo charges $130 for the device, but the first gig is free. So there's some of them, and we have some more here. So moving on from the devices, here's another one that we can work on. And it says AT&T has coverage in 190 countries. Their three passport plans, $30, $60, and $90 per month, allow unlimited texting and varying data talk rates. Figure out which plan is best for you by using their data calculator. And Verizon breaks up their data in 100 megabyte increments per month, plus talk and text fees. But if you know you're going to need more, your best bet is to pay $50 per month for 250 megabytes. The plus side of sticking with your wireless carrier is that you don't have to keep running out of and buy SIM cards, and any overage gets put on the monthly phone bill. Just make sure to keep tabs on what you're not surprised at the end of the month. That sounds like a cruising beverage package. Now, let's go back for just a second, okay? 100 meg at, I don't know what they just said. 100 meg if you need more, and 250 meg at $50. You're paying, we just talked a previous segment about your cell phone and how people use up to 6 gig of data. And you're going to be abroad, so you're going to want to have more data and more use of data. So 250 meg is not going to get you very far. That's going to be just a couple of web pages, and before you know it, you've already exceeded that $50 minimum. So I don't think the Verizon / AT&T concept is a very valuable one. You're going to have to look for something better. And so some of those other options might be there. So look for SIM cards, look for a MiFi, a local MiFi, and that might get you where you need to go. But it's obviously costly, and you need to figure out the best options. But they're out there, and there might even be something that you could look for that's actually in that particular country as well. So this particular article is focused on U.S.-based use going abroad, but the real trick is to actually go and find something that is local to that country and do better from there. All right, we move out from our cell phones and our cell phone plans, and we're going to give you a little warning here about Microsoft. Microsoft to warn email users of suspected hacking by the governments. Reuters' Joseph Men on December 30th reported that Microsoft said on Wednesday it will begin warning users of its consumer services, including Outlook.com email, when the company suspects that a government has been trying to hack into their accounts. The policy change comes 9 days after Reuters asked the company why it had decided not to tell victims of a hacking campaign discovered in 2011 that had targeted international leaders of China's Tibetan and Uyghur minorities in particular. According to two former employees of Microsoft, The company's own experts had concluded several years ago that Chinese authorities had been behind the campaign, but the company did not pass on that information to users of a Hotmail service, which is now called Outlook.com. In its statement, Microsoft said neither it nor the U.S. government could pinpoint the source of the hacking attacks and that they didn't come from a single country. The policy shift at the world's largest software company follows similar moves since October by internet giants Facebook, Twitter, and more recently Yahoo. Google pioneered the practice in 2012 and said it now alerts tens of thousands of users every few months. For 2 years, Microsoft has offered alerts about potential security breaches without specifying the likely suspect. In a statement to Reuters, Microsoft said, "As the threat landscape has evolved, our approach has too, and we'll now go beyond notification and guidance to specify if reasonably believe the attacker is state-sponsored." In a blog post published late Wednesday, Microsoft said, quote, "We're taking the additional step of specifically letting you know if we have evidence that the attacker may be state-sponsored, because it is likely that the attack could be more sophisticated or more sustained than attacks from cyber criminals and others." The Hotmail attacks targeted diplomats, media workers, human rights lawyers, and others in sensitive positions inside China, according to the former employers. Microsoft has told the targets to reset their passwords but did not tell them that they had been hacked. Five victims interviewed by Reuters said they had not taken the password reset as an indication of hacking. Online free speech activists and security experts have long called for more direct warnings, saying that they prompt behavioral changes from email users. So what's sad about it is that Microsoft is following, okay? These guys, Google and Twitter and Yahoo, need to be more more independent and moral, and Microsoft just seems to be following in the footsteps of the other ones, and all of them are following in the footsteps of Google, which seems to be the most moral, and that's debatable, by the way, moral and independent, and so it's sad that we have to continue this way, but it is what it is. All right, we are going to take another quick break. We'll do the news and the weather, and we'll be back with more of Tech Today in just a few minutes.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Welcome back to Tech Today. You're listening to us on HuntingChamberRadio.com, the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. And we have more articles to talk about that have to do with technology. And here's one that has, it's two-edged, right? The first one, and you've heard me say this for now 4 years, is that nothing on the internet, nothing in the world of computers is deletable, is removable. It's all out there somewhere. Somebody's got it saved. And, you know, Hillary Clinton and her emails, sorry, that stuff's out there, and for anybody to believe otherwise is kidding themselves. But here's another reminder of it, and it's reminding you that anywhere on the internet, anywhere in the world of computers, things are kept, no matter what you like or say about it. And number two, for those politicians that aren't used to or aren't intellectually savvy about the world of Twitter and computers. Well, we have Twitter is going to revive Politiwhoops, archive of politicians' deleted tweets. Reuters' Michelle Conlon on December 31st says that just in time for a home stretch in the first U.S. presidential primaries and caucuses, a popular archive of sometimes misguided or embarrassing tweets have been deleted by politicians and their staff has been resurrected by Twitter. Politiwhoops had been a popular social media destination for political junkies and others looking to unearth social media gaffes by politicians. But in a move widely lambasted by open government advocates, Twitter effectively shuttered Politiwhoops last summer when it revoked access to its interface by the government accountability watchdog, the Sunlight Foundation, that had developed a tool and had been publishing the tweets. But on Thursday, Twitter said it had reached a deal with Sunlight and another organization, the Open Slate Foundation, to restore the tool. Politiwhoops is an important tool for holding our public officials, including candidates and elected or appointed public officials, accountable for the statements that they make. And we're glad that we've been able to reach an agreement with Twitter to bring it back online in the U.S. and internationally, said Jen Topper, communications director for the Sunlight Foundation. While the announcement was a victory for government transparency advocates, it could prove to be a setback for politicians hoping to avoid the social media rumpus that can accompany an ill-timed tweet or misconstrued online musing. The deal comes as the clock ticks closer to the first vote casting in 2016 U.S. primary campaign. The Iowa caucus will take place on February 1st, followed by the first primary in New Hampshire on February 9th. The resurrection of Politiwhoops was promptly cheered in a flurry of tweets. Twitter will restore the tool that archives politicians' deleted tweets. They won't hide anymore, said a post from Twitter user Miguel. You know, it's back, I would say, and obviously it's beyond my years, but back in the day when politicians could speak mostly freely and certainly focused, and would make a gaffe, a mistake, there was some belief on our part that that mistake was a mistake. And now it's completely turned around, and it feels like to me that there's an underlying overtone or undertone of a politician's character and personality that's completely masked and scrubbed by all the handlers that they have. And so Twitter gives us insight into that undertone, that character, whether it's a flaw or it's a characteristic, a positive characteristic. And the world of technology obviously captures it and makes it legacy. Whereas back in the day, before any type of computers, the only way it would get exchanged was through the newspapers or eventually through the TV and radio. But our memories, as you are well aware, are short. And the political spin that goes on is allowed to scrub it once again, even when a mistake is made. And just go back and think through all the political gaffes of all the different presidents and how the handlers and the marketers and the online scrubbers are able to somehow re-engineer or redirect anything that was a mistake. But when you have it sitting there in black and white on a Twitter account and it doesn't go away, everybody sees it for what it is. And that's, again, that's the beauty of it, but it's also the danger of it. So if you want your politician, your leader, to be more technologically savvy, and you also want to find out really the political and characteristic, personal characteristic undertone that they possess as a person, well, this is kind of put them on the hot seat, and you should be more reserved and more patient in the way you deliver your information. So running out there and trying to make a political tweet at the right moment to make a splash may cost you, and you need to be insured that you are, somebody's helping you with that. So it shows you the leadership, and it shows you the patience, and it shows you the character that you're looking for. So I don't see it as a problem. But for those that are not technologically savvy, it certainly is a danger. Best way to do it is to make sure you have somebody that is going to review it with you, just like you would review an email or a marketing memo or any type of post out on Facebook or even some type of a article that you send out to a newspaper. So be advised. You need to be on top of your game. We move on from PolitiWhoops to, well, we were talking about email. Well, here's a way to do more positive work with email. Inc.com, and James Parsons says, how to squeeze more sales out of every email. Email is more personal form of communication than sending people to a landing page via an ad, so you have some immediate advantages. So he says, I've been taking a close look at my email marketing channels recently, and I have to say I've been finding a few good nuggets of information. I've learned a lot over the years, and putting that information to use is a refreshing feeling. Even better is getting the chance to share it, which is what I'm going to do today. In general, email marketing has one primary purpose: to get people to buy your product. Email is a more personal form of communication than sending people a landing page via some type of an ad. So you have some advantages already. Oftentimes, people reach out to you with questions prior to buying, and that's an opening to capitalize on a lead. That's also where my first tip comes in. Number one, if someone approaches you and you're communicating with them prior to a direct sale, include a link to your pricing page at the end of your email. The email structure should generally close with a call to action. In this case, the call to action is check out our pricing page. When they do, they can see all the usual squeeze information that you have on that page. While you're at it, you should have at least one other method the user can use to reach out for more direct sales questions. To that end, we reach number two, which is there are two places that you should include your sales phone number, your website, and your email signature. On your website, it's generally a good idea to put the sales number in your footer so it's visible on every page. You can place it a second time on landing pages and often more important squeeze pages where it's more prominent. As for email, it's always a good idea to have a robust signature with plenty of useful information. Of course, this can lead to crossed wires. You don't want to answer a question via email and refer a user to a sales number where they have to suffer through a pitch they've already heard. And CC your sales team in communication with a potential customer. This keeps them up to date on communications and shows organization and teamwork within your staff. Handing off a problem to someone best equipped to handle it is always a good thing. While you're at it, make sure you're keeping your team involved throughout your organization. Avoid crossing wires, double communicating, and leaving information out. Strive to keep everyone on the same page to maintain a cohesive sales narrative throughout your organization. Be polite. Close out your emails with a polite send-off. And if it's Friday, wish them a good weekend. If it's Christmas Eve, wish them a happy holiday. Don't be impersonal. Conversely, don't be overly sugary. While you're at it, let them know that you're handling the issue or question personally. Personal attention goes a long way. Moving on from there, the advice holds true in pretty much every situation. If you're holding a conversation in any context, be it email, social media, phone, or whatever, respond quickly. About the only time you can afford delay is via snail mail, and even then, ship priority. In fact, you should make it a habit to respond as quickly as possible upon opening an email. There are programs out there like Yesware and Streak that exist to notify you when your emails are opened. If a customer is using one and sees you read their message but did not respond, it can irritate them and possibly cost you a sale. What you need to realize in that particular context is our desire and our window of implied or intuitive response time is shortening. So there's a, because of the world of text messaging and Snapchats and Facebook messaging, there's a need for immediate response. So you should personally make it a point to pretty much answer any emails that require a response within the business day. If you receive the email sometime in the evening, and you happen to be somebody that likes to shut off your email at a certain time, you can afford to have it for the next morning. But probably before noon is your best cutoff. So if you receive it after work hours, before noon the next day is acceptable. If you receive it during the day, especially before noon that day, that should be done before business hours are over. Anything other than that, and even then, you might be pushing it in terms of expectations, is dangerous. The world of our business world has consolidated the time to respond. And even if you don't have the answer, it's okay to just send back a message that said, I received your email, I've digested and I've absorbed and I understand your question. I don't have all the answers yet. I will get back to you by the end of the day with a status, an update, maybe even not all the answers, but you will at least let them know that you are working on it. Other than that, you're already starting to irritate somebody by not responding. We have an immediate need nowadays, and it's very dangerous to not use it because that's the expectations that are out there. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more of Tech Today in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Thank you.
You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Again, Happy New Year, belated Happy New Year. But so we're all getting back into the swing of things, and we're all trying to figure out how to... It's something about the calendar, I guess, that makes us want to reinvent ourselves or take on new roles or new responsibilities or clean up our quality of our delivery, whatever it might be. So I have, I guess, a juxtaposition here of two articles to help you with that. And the first one is The Apps I Couldn't Live Without in 2015. So if you want to reflect upon things that are out there that you haven't taken advantage of, well, here you go. This is written on imore.com. And the article author is Serenity Caldwell, written on January 1st. And Serenity says, here are the apps. I won't go through the rest of it. But the first one is on iPhone, Calendar Fantastical. She says she used this Fantastical pretty much exclusively as my iPhone calendar of choice in years past, and 2015 was no exception. Not only is Fantastical a beautifully built app, it popularized natural language input for making events, and it's still one of the best apps in its class for it. I love this year's improvements, which include very smart 3D touch actions and a perfect Apple Watch complication. So Fantastical is $299. Number two is the weather, Carrot Weather. So having been a dark sky disciple for years, the little snarky weather app snuck into my home screen in wit and charm, and darn good weather data, too. Under the guise of being a malevolent AI with control of the skies, Carrot offers a delightfully fun and brightly colored design in its app, along with pithy phrases like, "It's winter, did your part and turn up the thermostat to hasten global warming." Its data is top tier, its weather map excellent, and it offers possibly of the best Apple Watch complications I've seen. So that's $3.99 for Carrot Weather. Tweetbot is for Twitter, $4.99. Like Fantastical, I've a loyal Tweetbot user from pretty much since the beginning. This year, however, Tweetbot underwent a huge refresh in the version 4.0, adding support for the iPad, integrating the Safari View controller, and offering a new stats and activity view reminiscent of Twitter's own information. So you have it. For music, you have Kapo. It's $9.99. Even in a year where Apple Music took over a good chunk of my life, the music app is too buggy and crazy to make my favorite apps list, even though I used it quite a bit. Instead, I gave that honor to Kapo, Chris Licio's brilliant song learning app. I've always been a learn songs by ear person, and Kapo makes it dead simple to down pitch change and even isolate tracks to fully figure out how to play something. It's awesome, and if you play an instrument, you want to check it out. For photography, it's Obscura. So Obscura is $4.99. Ben Rice McCarthy's Obscura isn't a perfect camera app, but its imperfections are partially why I've grown so fond of it. McCarthy, a pretty phenomenal photographer in his own right, used that passion to build Obscura as his first major development effort. The app has room to grow and polish, but it's solid first go-round, offering full access to iOS's manual software controls along with a slew of dynamic filters. For fitness, you have Fitstar Yoga. This is $39.99, free to try, $39.99 a year for a subscription. Fair amount of cross-training for roller derby, but wow, she does roller derby. But when you're attending practices 4 days a week, especially when said practices are more than an hour away, Finding time to go to the gym can be impossible. Instead, this year I tried to regularly commit to FitStar's online customized session programs. For sketching notes, she uses the 6S Plus's 3D touch compatible screen. She doesn't say what it is. Oh, it's notes. Sorry, it's notes. And for photo, live photo GIFs, Lively is her choice. It's $1.09 in line to unlock features. For our home kit, it's Home. And the solo developer Fueled app has emerged as one of the best independent ways to control your home kit house, to the extent that it's the first app I recommend to anyone who wants to get more than one home kit accessory. So create rooms, zones, scenes, triggers, and a digital button, and use another to organize all your different accessories. Smart home automation. And utility is copied. So it's $1.99 for full sheet features. And has the app been off my life? I first heard about Copied from Mac Stories Federico Fedici earlier this month, and it took less than 24 hours for it to grab a first run spot on my home screen. The app is a super clipboard manager that uses iCloud to sync across all the iOS devices and your Macs. In addition, it offers specialty lists, which you can save frequently. And for a game, it's Alto's Adventure. That's 99 cents. For a puzzle, it's Grayout. So you have Grayout is $2.99. And best on Apple Watch, Just Press Record. So you could check Just Press Record, and that's $2.99. Pretty nifty voice memos replacement. Sketching on paper is, sketching is Paper, and that's a free app. And for art, it's Procreate. Procreate is $5.99, like Paper. Owned Procreate for years, so it surprised me in looking for the app link this article to find out that one of the best art tools in the iPad sells for just $5.99. Photography, Pixelmeter is $4.99. So it allows you to tweak images. And interactivity is AstroPad. That's $19.99. AstroPad rounds out my quartet of art-related apps. For writing, it's iWriter. For Pro Tools, it's Workflow. So Workflow is $2.99, something special when it first arrived in the App Store. Social is Slack. Slack is free. It's her social one. Sketch Party TV is a game that you can try for $5.99. On Mac, it's Audio Hijack 3. For $49, Movie Lala GIF Maker is an image maker. iPassword, or 1Password, excuse me, is a utility. Where credit card theft and password cracking are common. So 1Password Protected Vault and Key Phrase Suggestions. That's $31.99. Game Heroes of the Storm is free. So there's all of her 2015 favorites. So then we move over to, so those are ones you can look at and review for whatever you might thought you might have missed. But moving on from there, you have top five trends for connected car in 2016, and this is on TechCrunch. It says, many years ago, car predictions focused on what near-future vehicles would look like. Would they be bigger, smaller, or how fast they would go? So now, it's all about personalization. So besides promoting easier and safer driving, this trend will manifest in applications, answer queries, and provide assistance to identifying the nearest parking or have dinner and optimal routes. This might sound familiar to what your smartphone can do, but it's actually a big step beyond. Context awareness and learning algorithms will enable cars to differentiate. So interesting how we're going to continue to buy cars, not for cars' sake, but and the driving aspect, but simply we're buying cars because we would like to enjoy the results of what they deliver in terms of an experience.